I first met Nanny 11 years ago in the Bay Area attending Scotty's graduation. I remember I was nervous before meeting her, as I knew in-law relationships can be tough. But we hit it off right away. She was funny, smart, and good-tempered. She had a big heart and loved a good laugh, just like her son, the one I fell in love with. She told me to call her Nanny. I didn't understand until later that she is Nanny. She is the one and only Nanny to everybody. Because she is so loving and caring, no better name can fit her. Everybody here has been touched by Nanny's love in some way or other. What I want to point out about Nanny is that Nanny was very open-minded. She accepted me to the family with open arms. Not only this, Nanny went out her way to find what's common between us and what can be interesting to me. She often talked to me about an Asian neighbor she had in Hawaii. That lady gave her some Asian spices and taught her how to stir fry. Also from these talks, I got to know that Nanny loved pig feet. She visited us in Southern California twice. Every time I cooked pig feet for her. When I came to North Carolina last Christmas, she asked for pig feet. I happily cooked it for her, and she loved it. Just like not many people can handle pig feet, not many mothers can love a Chinese daughter-in-law the way Nanny did. I'll miss her tremendously. There are regrets and sadness in life, but I'm very grateful that Nanny's last words to me on the phone were, "Love you. I love you too, Nanny. Always and forever. You are the best."